Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. FBI Director Christopher Wray telling employees today he'll resign at the start of the new Trump administration. Wray was appointed by then-President Trump, but was criticized later for leading the January 6th investigation and Mar-a-Lago documents case against Trump. ABC's Pierre Thomas says Trump vowed to fire Wray and already chose Kash Patel as his FBI Director nominee.
The country is currently under all kinds of threats that the FBI is running down and tracking, and it's clear that he wants to have as much of a continuity as possible. But I think the key here is how long would it take to get a new FBI director confirmed, given the fact that the country is facing these unprecedented threats.
President-elect Trump's pick for border czar Tom Homan says the mass deportations under the new administration will begin in the city of Chicago. In Southern California, fierce Santa Ana winds expected to ease, giving fire crews a chance to get a handle on that wildfire in Malibu. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has received $10 million in grant funding for programs that help kids with disabilities in correctional facilities enter the workforce. The funding comes from the U.S. Department of Education's Disability Innovation Fund program and will be spread out over a five-year period. The program seeks to provide training for kids with disabilities for good jobs that are in demand in the state when they leave the correctional facility. Officials hope the program cuts down on the number of kids who reoffend. Wisconsin residents will see the largest increase in K-12 property taxes since 2009 this year. As school districts across the state struggle to keep up with their funding needs, they've turned to their communities with operational referendums. Nearly two-thirds of all districts in the state have passed a referendum over the last few years, and this year residents will pay around $327 million more because of it. The K-12 property taxes increased by 5.7% this year after jumping 5.4% last year. Sawyer County authorities are still looking for help from the community in their investigation into six recent structure fires. According to the Sawyer County Sheriff's Office, the county is now working with about a dozen agents from the Wisconsin Division of Criminal Investigations to locate the person they believe to be responsible for the arson fires. They've also released surveillance footage showing the suspected individual and are asking the community for any information on them. The first fire was started at a gas station on November 23rd. A long-anticipated housing project officially broke ground in Duluth on Tuesday. The Incline Village project at the former Duluth Central High School site will house more than 1,300 condos, apartments, and retail shops when officially completed. A lack of affordable housing has been identified as one of the biggest challenges facing the area as city officials look to continue growing the community. The first phase of construction on the project will see a condo building with 70 units, and officials hope to officially open it by summer of 2026. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Badgers lose again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, a bit of a shocker. Wisconsin could not keep up and lost to the Fighting Illini in Champaign, 86-80. Badgers head coach Greg Gard asked if he was surprised how well unranked Illinois played against them.
I think there's a lot of parity across the league. I don't know if there's a dominant team. I mean, I haven't seen them all exclusively, but there's a lot of really good teams, but we've got a long ways to go.
The Badgers have now lost three in a row. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers have now lost both their starting quarterbacks. First, it was Tyler Van Dyke earlier this week, and today, Braden Locke announcing he too is entering the transfer portal out of Madison. NFL, the Packers play the Seahawks Sunday night. Safety Zane Anderson on what they saw on film in their loss to the Lions in Detroit.
It's frustrating watching some of the film. Just there's some plays out there, just details of where we need to be. So there's some stuff to clean up, but it's one week at a time.
At safety Zane Anderson with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and bitter cold tonight with a low to 5 below and wind chills to 20 below. Sunny for tomorrow, highs only 5 to 10 above. Mostly sunny in mid-teens Friday, 30s for the weekend, but snow possible Saturday. It's 5 right now.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Robot vacuums still frighten me, but you could win one as part of the Grown Up Gift List Text to Win contest. Shane Matinair is here. Where are you on robot vacuums?
Probably no. Yeah. My husband and I bought a Shark. If I could love a little appliance, I love my Shark vacuum.
When something actually sucks the way that you want it to, that's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
Well, look at the time here.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turned public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
On the next show, we'll go in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar before talking about giving back for the holidays with Major Beverly Bates from the Salvation Army Christmas Family Feast.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. I am your host, Dom Salvia. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for hanging out with us. You can be a big part of this production. 855-752-4842. Jess P.S. is on the board. We got a big show for you today. But before we dive in, I know a lot of you folks are tuning in for the Grown Up Gift List Text to Win contest here at Civic Media. So here's the deal, folks. This hour's keyword is green.
Hey.
Yeah, like money, money, money.
Like a green day.
Like Green Day. We should play some Green Day. So download the Civic Media app, find your station, and use the text button at the bottom of your screen to send the keyword green for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It is open between now and 5 p.m. Central Time. Green. Go ahead, text it. I see you folks already doing it. The word is green. Join us. Text green. Lots of gifts to give away. Lots of prizes. It's going to be super cool. Espresso machines. Robot vacuums. Some money and some stays at the Chula Vista in the Wisconsin Dell. So join us, text in the word green. Jazz is held to reintroduce to you our friend Matt Rothschild. He is the former Progressive Magazine editor and publisher, formerly executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, an author in his own right, a civic media contributor, and most importantly, a friend of ours. Matt, welcome back.
Hey, Dom, it's always fun to join you on Wednesday afternoons.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And thank you for stepping up last week as well when I was out of town. I know the audience loves it when you're around, man. So thank you. Thank you for that. And thank you for joining me here today. Lots of topics to get to. Lots of items on the list. And I guess the breaking news, the most important thing that I've seen come across my desk today. Chris Wray resigning as the FBI director. Wah, wah, wah. Now, my understanding, Matt, is that these are like 10-year terms in order, and they're put that way, so you don't have it. It limits the potential of political interference with these terms when they're overlapping, different administrations, Matt. But apparently, Chris Wray is going to step down. A little bit from the ABC News in the reporting. Here is what he said. He will be stepping down at the end of the current Biden administration, just in time for cash. After weeks of careful thought, I've decided the right thing for the Bureau is for me to serve until the end of the current administration in January and then step down. My goal is to keep the focus on our mission, the indispensable work you're doing on behalf of the American people every day. In my view, this is the best way to avoid dragging the Bureau deeper into the fray while reinforcing the values and principles that are so important to how we do our work. Deeper into the fray, Matt.
Yeah, well, he admits he's in the fray. I mean, this was very regrettable of him to do this. I mean, he had about 3 years left on his term. If Trump was going to fire him, which it looks like he was going to, let him fire him. I mean, take the blow, man. Serve until the successor is appointed and confirmed, and run the agency that you say you love so much instead of, you know, running and rolling out the red carpet for Cash Patel, of all people. I mean, the first chapter of On Tyranny by Timothy Snyder, which, you know, I have right next to my bed practically, is do not obey in advance.
Obeying in advance.
Another guy obeying in advance. It's just, you know, this is just not a good sign for us.
It seems like a sign of weakness. I mean, I don't know how. I don't know. There's a little more from his quotes from Christopher Wray from today. Maybe we can get a better understanding. He goes on to say, it should go without saying, but I'll say it anyway. This is not easy for me. I love this place. I love our mission. I love our people. But my focus is, and always has been, on us and doing what's right for the FBI. When you look at where the threats are headed, it's clear that the importance of our work, keeping Americans safe and upholding the Constitution, will not change. Yeah. Oh, yeah? Oh, okay. That's interesting. Maybe it will. Maybe it won't. You won't be there to make sure, though, will you, Chris? I continue. And what absolutely cannot, must not change is our commitment to doing the right thing, the right way, every time. Our adherence to our core values, our dedication to independence and objectivity, and our defense of the rule of law, those fundamental aspects of who we are must never change. I mean, does he know who's going to appoint the next director, Matt?
Yeah, you know, you can kiss independence goodbye. I mean, that's not going to happen. Listen to what Trump said on Truthy Social. It's a great day for America, as it will end the weaponization of what's become known as the United States Department of Injustice. I just don't know what happened to Ray. We will now restore the rule of law for all Americans. Yeah, here's a guy who broke the law and got no accountability whatsoever for doing so.
Well, and he goes on, Trump goes on to say they illegally invaded his home. I mean, they were responding to a court order. You know, I mean, Donald Trump was keeping documents, said he had returned all the documents, did not do that. And these are the crown jewels, the secrets of this country, hoarded in his Mar-a-Lago bathroom. You know what I mean? I mean, there was legitimate reason for them to go down there and do this. So for Trump to come out and say to continue, these lies is, of course, apropos. Some of the pushback on the socials today, columnist Jeff Graff from The Washington Post. This is an unbelievable abdication of Ray, and it makes it so much easier for Trump to install a corrupt leadership under Cash Patel and weaponize the FBI. Ray is doing a huge disservice to the FBI past, present, and future. A former ethics czar, Norm Eisen, said that Ray should have made Trump fire him. Well, Matt, you said that too. Absolutely. Anticipatory obedience is not how we will save democracy. Instead, you must constantly push back. Another one here. Let's see. Now Trump won't have to fire the FBI director. Ray has cleared the path by obeying the tyrant in advance, violating Tim Snyder's first rule of how not to deal with dictators, said former Harvard constitutional law professor Lawrence Tribe. Man, Lawrence Tribe and Matt Rothschild, you guys have the same line of thinking. What?
Same bookshelf too, evidently.
Well, and it's good advice. Let's just put it that way. You don't obey in advance, man. You make them do it. I don't understand, Matt, and maybe it's just me talking smack behind a mic, but I've always been kind of a pushback kind of guy in everything and everywhere I've gone all the time. It's just in my nature. So when I see this and I see, you know, folks that are, you know, he was I think it was a pretty much a bipartisan effort. Folks liked Christopher Wray when he got in. Hell, Trump liked Christopher Wray when he appointed him initially. But then, of course, he had to go through and not be political and go through the process of obeying a court order and getting these documents back. So, of course, Donald Trump had a big issue with. It seems to me, Matt, there's not a lot of backbone in folks that are around Donald Trump and folks that are supposed to be pushing back against Donald Trump, this obeying in advance concept to me. I don't want to say resistance, because we resisted last time. And of course, then Trump and Biden won. Don't ask Trump that. But Biden won. And now Trump won again. If it's not resistance, what are we doing? Do we have a backbone? Do we have anybody who's not going to obey in advance besides me and you and Jess?
Well, we're seeing people just, you know, just collapse with no backbone. We saw, you know, Joe and Micah on Morning Joe go down to Mar-a-Lago and kiss the ring. We saw Jeff Bezos at the Washington Post not only pulling the endorsement for Kamala Harris that his own staff and editorial board had written, but just last week coming out and saying that Trump is calmer now and that he's grown over the past 8 years and that his war against regulation is going to be great. I mean, this is just really craven, cowardly stuff we're seeing.
A little bit more from the ABC. I know you quoted a little bit of Donald Trump from the Truthy Social. They have another some continued comments from Trump. Here's what he said, quote, under the leadership of Christopher Wray, the FBI illegally raided my home. No, they didn't. Without cause. Yes, they had it. Worked diligently on illegally impeaching and indicting me. Well, impeaching is not a part of the FBI's job. Indicting, you know, I mean, I guess perhaps, but a lot of that's been done locally, right? Georgia, New York City District Attorney Alvin Bragg. But he's blaming everything that's gone wrong with Donald Trump, he's blaming on his guy, Christopher Wray. So, you know, just think about that next time you think you got it all made being a buddy of Trump's and being put into a position. Sooner or later, it comes after you. Continuing, worked diligently on illegally impeaching and indicting me and has done everything else to interfere with the success and future of America, Trump wrote. They have used their vast powers to threaten and destroy many innocent Americans, some of which will never be able to recover from what's been done to them. Of course, in that, I guess, is referencing to the January 6th insurrectionists and police assaulters and trespassers and seditious conspirators who have been convicted and or admitted to their crimes at the insurrection.
People he's going to pardon on day one, evidently. That's funny. I thought he was referring to the Countel program of the FBI that was spying on leftists in the 1960s. No, that wasn't it.
That wasn't it. So another disappointing situation here. I mean, Christopher Wray, he didn't seem to roll over to the degree that, you know, I would imagine Cash Patel would potentially do. If Donald Trump tells Cash Patel to do something, I think Cash Patel is going to do it. I think that is really the concern for a lot of the folks that are in the orbit now. You know, either going to be in the cabinet or they're going to be in these other positions. And it's all about doing the bidding of Donald Trump. There's very little independent thought of that.
So, none. I mean, Cash Patel's got a list of 60 enemies that he wants to go after right now.
He wrote a book. Isn't Bill Barr on that?
Yes, he is.
Bill Barr, because Bill Barr said, you know, over my dead body, will you put Cash Patel under me? Back when he was during the Trump administration. So Cash Patel takes umbrage with that. And this is a guy that protected Trump. So even within the mega universe, there's still this hand-wringing and head-banging and loyalty tests, perhaps. But this is not great for the FBI, and I don't know how Christopher Wray could get up there and write this, that this is the best move for the FBI. I don't understand how he can justify that. I mean, even if you just look at the very simple fact that the FBI directors are put in there for 10-year terms to avoid the political influences and concerns between administrations, and he's timing it to the end of Biden's administration.
Yeah, not a good move for democracy today.
We're a good move for democracy. This is the Dom Salvia Show. That is Matt Rothschild. Jess P.S. is on the board. You can join us on the lines as well. 855-752-4842. Don't forget the text to win. Word of the day is green. Send in that green. G-R-E-E-N. Come back with us.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
It's the center of the Kringle-making world. Racine County wears the crown, and bakers like those at O&H create more than 10,000 of the delicate oval-shaped pastry every single day.
Just a great pastry. One that's hard to make, though. Hard to replicate.
Peter Olison is a third-generation owner. O&H is celebrating its 75th year, but do you know if Wisconsin considers the Kringle our official pastry? The answer coming up.
The 500-square-foot corner bakery to offering our products by mail.
Baker Mike Massanellis says their Kringle is shipped near and far. The tradition began when the Danes came to Racine in the late 1800s, and it is that past and present which created our official state pastry, the Kringle, in 2013. And it's a you can't have just one slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners. Making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. I'm Dom. Matt Rothschild joining me today as well. It's a Dom and Friends version of the show today. Jess P.S. is on the board, and you are on the lines, 855-752-4842. Christopher Wray resigning at the end of the Biden administration. Some folks look concerned about it. Some folks are happy about it. CJ, our buddy, is happy about it, I would imagine. CJ, welcome to the show, man. What are your thoughts?
Amen. Because two forms of justice in this country, and things are going to change. Kash Patel is promising to release all documentation and communication and show the corruption that our most trusted institutions have been taken down the road of during Christopher Wray.
Do you believe Donald Trump said that he was the FBI illegally raided his house? Do you agree with that assessment, that it was an illegal raid, CJ?
Well, the beauty of it is we're going to find out, Don.
Well, I mean, it's not either you believe it or you don't, CJ. It's a very specific and an easy answer. Either you believe it was an illegal raid or it wasn't an illegal raid.
If you're politically driven, like I hear you in the tone of your voice.
I'm just looking for an answer, man. Trump said he was illegally raided. Okay. Do you concur with that assessment?
I want the truth.
Was he illegally raided? Was the FBI reacting and responding to a court order? Do the National Archives not have an issue? Did Trump and his team not lie about what they had and what they returned? Are those things? Tell me what you think about all that, CJ, please.
I'd like to know about if you obviously read the Jonathan.
Instead of asking questions, why don't you answer my question?
Did you read the Durham report?
Yes. Now answer my question. There's nothing there, CJ. Come on, man. Stick to topic. We're talking about Christopher Wray. Christopher Wray, right? Yep. He was the head of the FBI when Donald Trump, when Mar-a-Lago was raided. Was that an illegal raid, CJ?
Well, again, we're going to find out through documentation.
Help me out here. Of the documentation that is out there regarding the raid, because it's very public, man. You can go look it up. Is there anything that concerns you that makes you think it's an unconstitutional raid, that it was illegal, as Donald Trump has put it?
Well, again, you want to make this the big news of...
Okay. Just asking questions. Thanks for the call, CJ. Try again next time. Matt, it was not an illegal raid. I will answer the question posed to CJ that he would refuse to answer because, of course, there was legitimacy to it. It was court-ordered. He was not giving the information, the documents, back to the National Archives. He had attorneys out there signing affidavits swearing that he did. He had his handlers go down there and move stuff around after the subpoenas came in, Matt. I mean, come on. This is pretty much cut and dry. Now, you can argue whether or not those documents are worth anything or that they were his documents because they had some golf shirts and, you know, something perhaps in the boxes. But the fact that this was done through a court order, that this was done by issued by a judge, and that there was lying and obfuscating and hiding and moving of the documents by Trump's staff, I mean, it's pretty much cut and dry. And the fact that Donald Trump is out there saying it today that this was illegal, and folks like CJ and the conservatives out there just eating it up, oh, yeah, yeah, it was. Well, then why did he lie about it in the first place, Matt?
Well, this is what he does. This is his M.O. He lies when he says good morning. The guy is just a horrible, chronic liar. He can't help himself. And the National Archives asked and asked and asked for these documents. When they weren't getting any results, they went to the Justice Department and say, can you guys get these documents? The Justice Department asked and asked and asked for the documents. And finally, they got a judge to sign a warrant. So they went down there and got the documents themselves, even after the attorney said there are no more documents here. I mean, come on.
And somehow, some way, that's wrong. That's overreach by the FBI. That's Christopher Wray's fault. You know, when does Donald Trump or hell any of these megas ever taken responsibility for their actions? You know what I mean?
They don't. Donald Trump has never done a bad thing in his life. He's never apologized in his life. He can't spell I'm sorry. I mean, the guy is just incapable of admitting anything, and so he's on his retribution tour and. Christopher Wray is, he got a trophy early. Christopher Wray chopped his own head off here.
And again, I need to reiterate for those conservatives out there, for those megas out there, Christopher Wray was appointed by Trump. You know what I mean?
When he fired the last guy, James Comey.
All the things and all the people that are most impacted by the chaos and the wake of Donald Trump are those that were previously in his good graces. There's a trend here, folks. Sooner or later, he comes for you. And I don't understand why megas give him such a pass on all these issues. 855-752-4842. Jake from the MKE, you're up. Welcome, Jake. What do you got?
Yeah, I actually want to give CJ props for not bringing up Afghanistan towards the end. He looked like he was starting to break up a little bit there. So, because, that's always the go-to. But, if I or you did anything even close to what Trump did, like using those documents for toilet paper, we'd be in jail for the rest of our lives.
Yes.
If not treason, the only reason he got away with it because the justice system is too weak in this country to actually do something important, which is get rid of a traitor named Donald J. Trump out of our government. But no, I guess that's fine. I mean, like, the biggest thing is, like, Merrick Garland, the hugest disappointment, and if you ask me, he's part of the whole thing himself. And, I just...
Well, hang on, Jake. Part how? I mean, maybe his lack of urgency would contribute to the problem, but how do you think Garland is part of this?
Because he didn't do anything. He was pushed. He is part of it. If you're not going to be doing your job in the Justice Department to stop, say, I don't know, all the stuff that went on that was illegal in the White House before you, then you are part of the problem, right? I mean, it's just like that. If you're silent or you didn't vote, you're part of the problem. And I know I'm a little harsh on that, but it's true. It is.
Thank you for the call, Jake. 855-752-4842. Matt, we just got 20 seconds left if you want to jump in.
Yeah, I mean, Merrick Garland wasn't in on it, but he was culpable for not going after him sooner. I'm with Jake on that part.
855-75-CIVIC. Come back with us.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has released its annual Air Quality Trends Report. The report found that the amount of air pollution from sources like ozone and carbon monoxide has continued to decrease, but the pace of decrease slowed due to Canadian wildfires and a warmer-than-usual summer. Their data shows statewide ozone concentrations have dropped by about 15% over the previous two decades. Due to those conditions, some counties in the eastern part of the state have failed to meet the 2015 ozone standard. Wisconsin prosecutors have filed additional charges against two lawyers and an aide to President-elect Donald Trump for their role in the fake elector scheme following the 2020 election. Kenneth Chesbrough, Jim Troupas, and Mike Roman are each facing 10 more felony charges in addition to the single forgery charges filed in June. The new charges accuse them of forgery in an attempt to defraud. The three are scheduled to make their first court appearances on the original charges this week. Each of the charges carries a maximum of 6 years in prison. A number of Northwest Wisconsin families will have toys to give their kids for the holidays thanks to an annual toy drive. Royal Credit Union and the Salvation Army have announced they collected over 750 toys for kids during their Giving Never Melts Away drive in November. In addition to the toy collections, the organizations also raised $2,500 from community members. Officials say the toys will be distributed to families in need across the Northwest Wisconsin region and the greater metro area in Minnesota. City of Duluth union workers have voted to authorize a strike if they can't come to an agreement on a new labor contract with the city. On Tuesday, union workers rejected a settlement offer from the city, calling it insulting and unacceptable and demanding fair wages and dignity. City officials say they're still working to schedule another mediation effort with the union through the State Bureau of Mediation Services. If a deal is not reached, Duluth city workers could walk off the job in mid-January after a few days of a cooling-off period. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Incredibly underrated actress Linda Cardellini has agreed to join the cast of HBO's DTF St. Louis. The three-time Emmy-nominated Cardellini joins series regulars Jason Bateman and David Harbour. According to Variety, DTF St. Louis is a dark comedy and will broadcast 7 episodes. The show tells the story of a midlife crisis love triangle where one character ends up dead. Cardellini has been cast in the role of Carol. Harbour and Bateman are also executive producers. The show is currently in pre-production. Jamie Foxx has finally revealed during a stand-up comedy special what his illness was a couple years ago. The comedian who told the crowd how happy he was to be back also revealed what he was suffering from, a brain bleed. Foxx went into surgery and says he woke up 20 days later with no idea of what happened. If you want to hear more about Foxx's ordeal, check out his comedy special, which is currently streaming on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and bitter cold tonight with a low to 5 below and wind chills to 20 below. Sunny for tomorrow, highs only 5 to 10 above. Mostly sunny in mid-teens Friday, 30s for the weekend, but snow possible Saturday. Currently, it's 4.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Here's why I'm glad I don't work in an office. My wife is always talking about, she's a teacher. They put donuts in the teacher's lounge, there's sweets, there's snacks. It wasn't that way here today, but Nikki keeps those Biscoff cookies out there. I probably ate 12 of those today. The phrase "you are what you eat" is very true because I was sitting in the office earlier prepping the show and I felt kind of doughy and I'm like, I feel like a Biscoff cookie.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Jane Mattner and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin will be joining us. Also, Paul Noonan to talk all things sports and Aaron Rodgers. Don't miss it.
Mattner on air, weekday mornings at 10.
to the Dom Salvia Show. I'm Dom. We've got Matt Rothschild on the line with us today as well. Jess P.S. is on the board. And you folks lining up on the phones, 855-752-4842. It's a phone line. It's a text line. But before we get back to it, got to remind all you folks, it's the Grown Up Gift List Text to Win Contest right here at Civic Media. Today's word, this hour's word, is green. Green. So download the Civic Media app. Find your favorite Civic Media radio station. Use the text button at the bottom of the screen and send the keyword green.
Special one just for you, Dom.
Yeah, thank you. Bring me that green for your chance to win in this statewide contest. We're talking about Christopher Wray, the Trump-appointed FBI director. 3 years left on his term, Matt, stepping down at the end of the Biden administration, kind of doing away with the whole overlapping term thing because he feels this is the best thing to do for the FBI, I guess, and some folks have some issues with it. Before we get to the lines, Matt, I want to throw this out there briefly, if I may, as well. Good timing here on the topic, political reporting. This came out yesterday. Watchdog faults DOJ in Trump's first term for secretly obtaining records of lawmakers and journalists. Wait, what? During leak investigations. Oh, they didn't like those leaks. Remember the leaks, Matt? They didn't like the leaks. Trump's DOJ obtained phone and email records of two House Democrats and dozens of congressional staffers. Now, there's, looks like 43 congressional staffers and two Democratic House members. Now, this is a report by Horowitz, and he apparently found that the investigation, or at least the phone records of Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell. This was not done because of political reasons. Quote, we did not find any evidence of retaliatory or political motivation by the career prosecutors who issued the compulsory process we reviewed. Now, this is what makes this really interesting in the reporting at Politico about this. Now, the Justice Department during the Trump administration faced scrutiny for efforts to access the email accounts of then House Intelligence Committee aide Kash Patel. Wait, what? Patel, who is now Trump's pick to lead the FBI, has long decried the intrusion by Justice Department officials, which he claimed was retaliation for his effort to undermine the investigation of Trump's 2016 ties to Russia. Last year, Patel sued top Justice Department officials over the grand jury subpoena, and his suit was dismissed in September by U.S. District Judge Amit Mehta. Now, Patel was one of the 43 congressional staffers whose phone or email logs were pursued by investigators, a number higher than previously known. The review found that 21 of them were affiliated with Democrats and 20 with Republicans, and two were in nonpartisan positions. The Justice Department did not seek or obtain the content of their communications, but only details such as which phone numbers or email accounts they were in contact with, Horowitz found. Now, according to this, there were no subpoenas issued for this at all. Barr declined to be interviewed by Horowitz's team, but the report says investigators found no indication the issuance of subpoenas for lawmakers or their aides was raised to Barr's level. Indeed, the report concludes that at the time there was no policy in place to require added review of subpoenas and similar demands for information about lawmakers and their staff. So, Kash Patel, Matt, was apparently one of the targets of this, and maybe that's why he got a little bone to pick.
A little domestic spying in Trump administration one. I think we'll see a little more domestic spying in Trump administration two. Only this time Kash Patel will be the one who's doing the spying, not the one who was spied on. But, you know, the fact that journalists also were spied on should raise anyone's eyebrows, if your eyebrows care about the First Amendment.
855-752-4842. Let's get to it. Mark from the SAC, you next. Welcome, Mark. What do you got for us?
Yeah, thanks so much. Yeah, and let's remember that Christopher Wray was fired at the behest of Donald Trump because he fired James Comey because Comey wouldn't drop investigations. I mean, that's why Comey got fired. I mean, and for the whole Mar-a-Lago thing, the investigation, I heard this tossed to my face. Well, Biden had documents and Vice President Pence had documents they had to go and get, and they weren't completely secured and all this. But I think the volume that Donald Trump had, it was a legally issued subpoena to get those documents. I mean, a judge ordered those documents returned, and Trump didn't do it. So the government was sending us rights to retrieve those documents. I heard it thrown in my face. Well, those belong to Donald Trump, and he could do with them whatever the hell he wanted to, and including monetize them was my question back. And
right.
I didn't get any answer to response to that, because I think that information is probably known. We probably know, that Donald Trump actually, gave information to his buddy Vlad and some other leaders around the world, and got benefits from that.
Well, we don't know, Mark, and that's the unfortunate thing. My understanding is there was even around Mar-a-Lago, loose lips talking about some guy from Australia, some rich guy from Australia, and Trump's talking about, I believe it was submarines and our technology. I mean, a guy like Donald Trump, it just cannot be trusted. That's the concern. And, there is no evidence, Mark, but I'm with you, man. I have no doubt that a guy like Donald Trump, Matt, would leverage that information for some sort of benefit. I mean, that's what he does.
Yeah, and, he held these documents that weren't his. I mean, any document that a president has, except for the most personal, maybe a Christmas card or a birthday greeting or something, maybe he can keep that. Everything else goes to the National Archives. Those aren't his personal possessions. Those are the possessions of the people of the United States, and those possessions belong at the National Archives. We don't know what Trump intended to do or might have done with some of those documents yet, so I don't think we should say what Mark said. There's no evidence that, we gave info to Putin. Maybe he would have given info to Putin. Who knows?
Well, there's no evidence that he didn't, Matt. And we don't know. Certainly there is no evidence of that to be the case. But we do know that he has a big mouth. And we do know that he loves to leverage for benefit. What about the love letters from Kim Jong-un? I mean, is that personal? That's not personal?
I mean, it is personal, but it's not that personal. That does belong in the National Archives. And also, he likes to hold, he likes documents as for their power value, to hold over people, to extort things from people. He had documents about the French president's affairs, I think. I mean, he likes to have little, he's like J. Edgar Hoover that way. He likes to be able to have power over you because of the information he holds that you don't think he has. And then all of a sudden, boom, I've got this something on you. So, yeah, I mean, obviously he shouldn't have had all those documents that belong to the National Archives. And it's a sin that we weren't able to finish this trial and find out exactly why he had those documents or what he did with those documents, and that he would face some accountability for it. That's the crime of this whole era, that Donald Trump is facing no accountability for all the alleged crimes that he's committed. Pretty serious ones, too, including trying to overturn our democracy.
Well, wasn't he recorded in Bedminster talking about these documents, some of the classified documents, as he was essentially bragging to folks? I mean,
that's another thing he gets his jollies from, just showing people how much he, how much information he knows. And, some group he was saying, this is secret, I'm not supposed to tell you. This is what this is what our military had planned or something, I mean, he loose lips, man. He's got the loosest lips of any former president.
855-752-4842. Give that guy a radio show. 855-75-CIVIC-JACK.
Would be the most boring show ever. Let me assure you.
Jack from the Mac, you are up. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Yeah, well, first of all, the political cowardice of our top officials in the Justice Department, and that goes all the way down to the state level, is just, it's amazing to me. I mean, first of all, almost immediately after January 6th, investigation should have been started into what this problem was. Then in February of 2021, McConnell even stated clearly, and he'd seen the evidence in the impeachment trial, and he's a lawyer, so he knows whether there's convincing evidence or not. And he stated specifically, Trump is responsible for what happened January 6th. About a year later, I think it was, the Select Committee report came out, a whole ton of evidence, still nothing is done. Finally, after years, almost before the election, something starts to be done. If I were Jack Smith or if I were Chris Ray, I would be sticking around and I would say, hey, I've got this charge to follow the evidence and take it to court. And if you want to stop me, you have to go to court to stop me. But they don't. And we're just now even getting some results here in Wisconsin when 4 years ago, we knew that these 10 people had signed fraudulent papers stating they were the electoral representative. Yep. I mean, this whole corruption is unbelievable. And our Justice Department officials from the very top on down, totally cowardice. They're just backing away from it because of Trump's political power.
Thanks for the call, Jack. I wonder, Matt, if they're backing away or they haven't, reacted with alacrity over the course of the last several years, not because they're afraid, but because they want to somehow, protect the institutions, yada, 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 yada. It looks really bad to go after a former president, right? I don't know that there's that kind of fear. Now, as it stands right now, I don't know if it's fear either, but it certainly isn't. It seems to me it's cowardice, if nothing else. But do you think there was some effort, Matt, to insulate our institutions from what Trump has ultimately thrown upon them?
Well, that's the kindest possible interpretation of what Merrick Garland was doing when he was just slowballing this investigation that we all knew was required once we saw with our own eyes what was happening on January 6th. I mean, he should have opened this investigation on January 21st. And he just waited and waited and waited. I completely agree with Jack on that. I do think he didn't want to appear like he was politicizing it. This is a naive judge. I mean, some judges and lawyers are so in love with the law and they think it's a beautiful thing and it's uncorruptible and they don't want to have any blemish on it or any accusation that they're doing anything to interfere with the beauty of the workings of the law. And this is just naivete. It's a joke because the law is political too. And here, to let the president of the United States off the hook for trying to install himself in power like we're a tin hat third world dictatorship here in Bolivia, it was just ridiculous. And he waited, as Jack from Merrimack said, 2 years to get Jack Smith on the case. And that was too long. And so we didn't get any justice here. I mean, we all knew the longer he waited, the harder it was going to be to get a conviction before the election. And so here we are. It's ridiculous. It's a sin.
So has the Biden Justice Department failed us? Have they
totally
failed to uphold their oath to the Constitution, if nothing else?
Yeah, Merrick Garland was absolutely the wrong attorney general at the wrong time.
855-752-4842. It's a text line. It's a phone line. I see you callers on there, but we're going to run out of time in the segment. I want to give you plenty of time to give us your opinions. 855-75-CIVIC. A couple of the texters here, Matt from Middleton. Let's remember that it was the utter incompetence of the Bush administration and surprisingly large number of Christian white nationalists that gave us Trump. The Republican Party has been a failure on a lot of things for many years, and Dems always have to clean it up. Matt, do you think that this is going to be, in the last 60 seconds here, man, another situation that the Dems are going to have to, quote unquote, clean up? Or is this going to be a nation-altering administration?
Well, I believe the latter. I think we're in for a really rough ride, and we're kidding ourselves if it isn't going to be so. Let's look what happens on day one. If he pardons those January 6th folks on day one and does other things as the dictator on day one, better buckle your seatbelts.
Have fun storming the castle, boys. Folks, this is the Dom Salvia Show. That is Matt Rothschild. Jess P.S. is on the board. And do not forget the Text to Win contest, the statewide contest. The word is green. The grown-up gift list, Text to Win contest. Text in the word green. Download the app, hit the button, and text green. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost.
Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Michigan man leads lawnmower chase. I'll stop, says the suspect. Instead, he reaches under the seat and pulls out a gun.
Shoots himself in the hand.
The deputy has his taser trained on him, and yes, he tased him.
I'm not advocating for crime, but boost something that goes faster than cop on foot.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Luke Matheris, you let the dogs out.
I let the dogs out. It was me. After about 15 minutes, I go out there and I'm like, what is this mound? An opossum playing dead in the middle of the yard. So I'm out there kind of hollering, like trying to corral the dogs. And then we finally got Aurora to come in the house, stepped away for a little bit, came back and was gone. I really hope that it remembers this traumatic experience and never comes back in my yard again.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Well, people try to put us
talking about my generation
just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Well, they take you a couple.
Talking about my generation.
I'll die before I get old.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvi Show, 855-752-4842. Matt Rothschild joining me, Jess P.S. on the board, on the lines. And you folks are going to get back to you right now, 855-75-CIVIC. Last chance in this hour. Text the word of the day. It is green. Green. I'm not saying it anymore. That's it. Give me the green. We got a couple of callers. Let's get to them in this hour while we can. Gary from Sussex, you are first. Welcome, Gary. What do you got?
I haven't talked to you since Donald Trump been elected. I stayed away from you because I didn't want you to chew my head off. I wasn't going to go da-na-na-na-na. But I'm pretty good at predicting things. And I knew that Donald Trump was going to win, and he's going to win big. I was talking.
He didn't win big, Gary. He barely won.
I don't know. Okay. He won big. In my opinion.
Okay, hang on. I get that, and I want to flush this out a little bit. How did he win big? By the Electoral College count? Because he got less than 50% of the popular vote, Gary.
He ended up getting almost 80 million votes, the most votes in history of any president.
No, what, dude? No. Granted,
granted that there are more people in the United States than there were 50 years ago, okay? And he got a crossover. He doubled what he got in black vote. He got 9%. Now he went up to almost 20%. Hispanic vote, he got a lot. Now, I'm not here to argue.
No, I get it, but I just, I think, listen, but here, I get it, Gary, I get it. But perspectives matter, man. You want to say he got a big chunk of the electoral vote? Absolutely, I got you. You want to say he had some increases in some demographics? Okay. But he did not get over 50% of the vote. And historically, this was one of the tightest presidential election victories ever. Now you go.
Okay. This is what I think is going to happen. I think that Donald Trump is going to have Alan Bragg, Jack Smith, James, bring them all down to Mar-a-Lago to have dinner with them, because these are the people who got him elected. If it wasn't for the fact that these people went after him and tried to throw him in jail and get him for all these different charges, whether they're trumped up or they're bogus charges or they're legitimate charges, you just don't go after a president who is running a candidate who's running for president.
What Gary, what are you talking about? Listen, hang on a second. Donald, if that's the case, then Donald Trump won this election because Donald Trump did the criming. Donald Trump did the activities that caused those investigations. And if you're going to say that it's because of Alvin Bragg, you know, if it's because of the National Archives trying to get their things back, if it's because Chutkin and they brought the case on Jack Smith came in because Donald Trump orchestrated and encouraged people to attack the Capitol, man? You don't think Donald Trump has anything to do with any of those prosecutions against him? This was all trumped up? This was all false? Hey, Gary, is that what you're telling me? I just want to be clear. Is that what you're telling me, man?
No.
Okay.
Donald Trump never told those guys on January 6th to go out there and tear the Capitol apart. He said, go out there, let them know what you want. Tell them that you're mad as hell. And the fact is, but do it peacefully.
He said, everybody fight like hell or you're not going to have a country anymore. Let me ask you this, Gary. Do you know what kind of conversations he had with Roger Stone? Do you know what kind of conversations he had? You don't know, do you?
I wasn't there.
No. Do you know what kind of conversations Roger Stone had at the Wilbur Hotel? No, you don't know that. You know why? Because Donald Trump won, and now those investigations are shut down. Do you know how many what the phone call logs were at the White House? No, you don't, because those are gone too. So there was activity, man. Gary, this was a concerted effort. We got 10 more charges from AG Call here in the state of Wisconsin against the lawyers who apparently fraudulently convinced the 10 fraudulent electors from Republicans to sign on to the deal. You think that was done without the A-OK and thumbs up from the big guy?
No, I think there's a lot of shenanigans going on.
Yeah, man.
And a lot of stuff. Of course, I'm not saying that anybody's perfect. Hey, I still owe you, and this is the last chance that you get. I made a bet with you. I owe you lunch or dinner, you and me, and if you're going to sit there and just dog me and just say, forget it, hanging out with conservative Republicans, that's fine.
No, never, Gary. I would never do that. We certainly did, and I'll make more of an effort to I should probably take your phone number down. Would you just all right? Hang on, we'll get just make sure we got your phone number, and I'll reach out and we'll make sure we hook up because I did win the bet and appreciate it. 855-752-4842. Joe from Madison, you're next. Welcome. What do you got?
Well, I was going to be kind of cheery and jovial, but Gary hit it right out of the ballpark in terms of setting off the anger wheel. Are you kidding me, Gary? You're saying he's not perfect. He sat there on his ass for hours while cops were getting the heck beaten out of him. There were people left terribly injured by this, injuries and deaths. And you're telling me that just going back, well, nobody's perfect? Come on, Gary. Cops suffered terrible injuries in this quest while he sat on his tail feathers. His daughter said, Dad, do something. Other people said, get out there. You've got to go say, make it peaceful. He did not say be peaceful at the head. He was happy as the cops were getting beat up and the Capitol was being destroyed. Gary, wake up. Just wake up, because that guy, what he did to the disrespect that he did to the cops that were in that Capitol, just cannot be countenanced by just saying, well, just, you know, if nobody's perfect. Come on. You know, I back the blue. I don't think Gary does. I do not think he does. And I would say, in regards to what you were discussing earlier, Dom, there was an article in The Independent that just talked about what a blabbermouth that Donald Trump has been. This is The Independent. You can find it. And the title reads, Video Surfaces of Kid Rock Claiming That Trump Showed Him Secret Masks. Quote, am I supposed to be in on this? End quote. And yeah, he was showing them secret maps.
Got to cut you short there, Joe. Thank you. Bye with the bye. Come back with us.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media Master Discombobulator Dan Schaefer and Northeast Wisconsin actor Kurt Krause drops by the studio to discuss independent film. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Play.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts on a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk! Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. FBI Director Christopher Wray at a town hall telling staffers he's resigning when the new Trump administration begins. President-elect Trump, who appointed Wray during his first term in the White House, later vowed to fire him over FBI investigations against Trump, including the Mar-a-Lago documents case.
This is not easy for me. I love this place. I love our mission, and I love our people. But my focus is, and always has been, on us and on doing what's right for the FBI.
New York police say they've linked the gun found in Pennsylvania where Luigi Mangione was taken into custody to shell casings found at the crime scene in Manhattan in the killing of UnitedHealthcare's CEO. He's fighting extradition to New York. Health officials say a child in California with a suspected case of bird flu drank raw milk before becoming sick. More tests are needed to confirm the diagnosis. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly.